From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hi, I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club. Thanks for joining Q News on Sunday the 25th of May, and here's the club's update for the coming week. Big news for us is that the club has been accepted as an entry in the Toowoomba Carnival of Flowers Grand Central Parade on Saturday the 20th of September. It's a huge opportunity to get our hobby in front of tens of thousands of people who don't know who we are or what we do. You're already involved in amateur radio, so why not come and be part of the team? Whether or not you think watching a parade is fun, and generally it's great entertainment, being in a parade is a real hoot. Trust me on that one. The date again, Saturday the 20th of September, and if you're not from the immediate Toowoomba area, now is a really good time to sort out where you might stay, because all the affordable accommodation will be gone by the time the parade comes up. If any of that sounds interesting, drop us a line via secretary@ddrci.org.au. Now, to what's on. Three other events for the calendar in order of happening. Sunday the 8th of June, the date for our next club lunch. Note that the lunch is once again on a Sunday, and in June we're going to put the Highfields Tavern to the test. It's entirely informal. Like all club events, you don't have to be a member. Just drop a note to lunch@ddrci.org.au so we know you might be coming, and then arrive around 11:30 for 12. Both the lunch and the venue will be XYL and harmonic friendly. Monday the 9th of June at 1900 is the date for our next monthly tech meeting, and you can look forward to three things. Firstly, a discussion on repeaters. You're more likely to be listening to this broadcast on one of the many repeaters in the area that are linked and unlinked as the situation demands, so come and find out how that actually works and what's the latest. Yes, surprise, surprise, the topology changes from time to time. Second, if you've been building or acquiring a bit of tech, bring it along for some good old-fashioned show and tell. Everybody loves other people's stuff. And there'll be a bit of a club update. We want to get your opinion on some changes that will be needed to the rules at our AGM that's coming up in only a few months. By the way, we're getting better at putting the meetings on Zoom. Check the website calendar entry for the link as the date approaches, and we'll send an email reminder to everyone when the link is posted. The website will always be the source of truth. And big forward notification, the July meeting is on the 14th. Our special guest presenter will be Peter, VK4EA, and he's going to give us some insight into his day job. That's the control systems used throughout the state to control our electricity supply. If you're on grid, that's most of us, this is stuff you definitely want to know. If you didn't write all that down or you want more detail, all the dates and times are on the club website at ddrci.org.au, and you're always welcome to get our attention or ask questions. Use the contact form on the website or send a note to secretary@ddrci.org.au. I'm John, VK4JPM, on behalf of the Darling Downs Radio Club, 73s. Until next week.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. Here in the Toowoomba area, be sure to tune in to 146.750, the VK4RDD repeater, at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings, and then again at 7 p.m. on Sunday evenings. I'm Dave, VK4DAK.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP. And I've been thinking. History is a good means of assessing the present against what has happened before. Like Saw says, those who don't know their history are bound to repeat its mistakes. The reverse is also a valid assumption too, in that if we don't know the past, we can't properly recognise the successes. I think back over my engagement with amateur radio and reflect upon the pros and cons of what we have now. The internet has made many areas of information readily available, so the graphical displays of possible propagation that used to be sought after on the news broadcasts and magazines has gone by the board. Technology has moved along and the urge to reuse available goods has in many areas been supplanted. In the aftermath of the Second and Korean Wars, tons, rather than tons, of surplus military goods were sold on for civilian use. The electronics did much to aid many to simply get on air for the lowest cost of parts that could be used as against the expensive retail parts. As time went on, the first and second and third generations of electronic computers went from prized business assets to scrap to be recovered. Semiconductors with house labels became the source of many an introduction to solid-state electronics. Along with this strong strand of reuse were the support services within the radio hobby. The state branches of the WIA, who ran schemes to aid radio amateurs to get items that they could use. I remember seeing lists of crystals with frequencies being printed for the home builder to choose. I even bought an X-Flying Doctor transceiver for conversion to 80 metres when the novice licences were new. With the re-engineering of domestic electronics and the cheapness of very effective kits, there's been a death of the surplus market within the hobby. Even the second-hand ads have diminished in a magazine that has become bi-monthly. But not only has it been the hands-on building that has reduced, but we've lost some very clever and erudite correspondence from the pages of the magazine stands and house journals. Certainly the larger the amateur population is within a country, the better the stream of publications remain. We don't have the reports of intruders and special interest activities that we once enjoyed. I, for one, know that wanting to do more is limited by personal circumstances, which demand more attention than recreation. What remains is the hope that there are people who can snatch some extra time to record some thoughts on favoured topics. We can't be limited by a reason why things can't be done, but we must look to find a way to just get them done. This is the call for leadership that so many in the wider community are issuing. It's not something for the government, the executive, or someone else. It's something for all of us to look over what we want, what we have, and how to get it. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.